崇明区2017年高三英语模拟练习十。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'd like to get the flat tire changed and have a thorough checkup on the engine.
No problem. I'll call you when it's all done.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Excuse me, but do you have a single room with bath for tonight and tomorrow night?
Well, sir, we haven't any singles left, but we can let you have a twin-bedded room for the same price.
Question. What's the woman's job?
3. Where do you want me to drop you off?
Right here is fine.
Question. What will the man probably do next?
4. It's 5 to 10. We can get to the station in another half an hour.
I'm glad we won't miss the train this time.
Question. When will they be at the railway station?5. Gary insists on buying the food for the picnic.
That's pretty generous, but shouldn't we at least offer to share the expense?
Question. What does the woman suggest they do? 6. Hello, this is Dr. Martin from the emergency department. I have a male patient with a broken ankle.
Oh, we have one bed available in Ward 3. Send him here, and I will take care of him.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
7. Congratulations. Tom, I heard you got a job with the Wilson Company.
Thanks, Professor Watts.But all I've got so far is only an interview next week.
Question. What does the man imply? 8. Ever since your girlfriend moved to Bridgeport, you're always driving there. How many trips a week do you make?
I have lost count, but I can do it with my eyes closed.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. My brother is coming this weekend, and we can dine out on Saturday night. Any suggestions?
I don't know the restaurants around here that well. You know a better place to go than me.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Good news. I'm not going to need surgery after all. The doctor says I can start working out again soon, and maybe play soccer again in a few weeks.
Terrific. It would be great if you could get back in shape in time for the national championship.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
People in Norway are the happiest in the world. That finding comes from the 2017 World Happiness Report. Over 1,000 individuals were asked to rate their own happiness levels on a scale of 1 to 10. People in Norway had an average happiness rating of 7.537. That is just a little higher than people in Denmark, with a rating of 7.522. The report shows the six happiest countries are all in Northern Europe. Norway had been the fourth happiest country last year, while Denmark was rated number one. This year, Canada is the seventh happiest, while New Zealand and Australia are in eighth and ninth place. The United States came in 14th place, with a happiness rating of 6.993. That is one step lower than last year. The report said the least happy country was the Central African Republic, one of the poorest areas in the world. While the study's question is simple, the social scientists work hard to understand why some people feel happy and others do not. They decided six factors were partly responsible for one's happiness. The six were national wealth, length of life, honesty in government, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and having a strong social network.
Now listen again, please.
People in Norway are the happiest in the world. That finding comes from the 2017 World Happiness Report. Over 1,000 individuals were asked to rate their own happiness levels on a scale of 1 to 10. People in Norway had an average happiness rating of 7.537. That is just a little higher than people in Denmark, with a rating of 7.522. The report shows the six happiest countries are all in Northern Europe. Norway had been the fourth happiest country last year, while Denmark was rated number one. This year, Canada is the seventh happiest, while New Zealand and Australia are in eighth and ninth place. The United States came in 14th place, with a happiness rating of 6.993. That is one step lower than last year. The report said the least happy country was the Central African Republic, one of the poorest areas in the world. While the study's question is simple, the social scientists work hard to understand why some people feel happy and others do not. They decided six factors were partly responsible for one's happiness. The six were national wealth, length of life, honesty in government, freedom to make life choices, generosity, and having a strong social network.
Questions 11. Which country was the happiest country last year?
According to the social scientists, which situation may contribute to one's happiness?
What can be learned from the passage?
Questions 14 through 17 are based on the following passage.
You are entering the workplace with a special kind of enthusiasm. I love it. But there is one piece of advice I wish someone would have told me at your age. Your learning has just begun. Your first job may not be attractive, and you may be surprised how little it has to do with what you learned in college, but pay attention. You will do your most intense learning here. Your first few positions will help create a foundation of knowledge and experience that will significantly influence the rest of your career. You may even be asked to do a job that doesn't agree with your five-year plan. Take the job. If you love it, you may find a new path. If you don't, you can still take away plenty of useful knowledge. You may make mistakes, and I hope you do, because even greater learning will come from your mistakes. When you first enter the workforce, you typically take on positions where the consequences of your errors are less severe than later in your career. So be brave, take risks, and allow yourself to fail a bit. Finally, remember that your career is in your hands. Pursue your unique passions and dreams and make your own path.
Now listen again, please.
You are entering the workplace with a special kind of enthusiasm. I love it. But there is one piece of advice I wish someone would have told me at your age. Your learning has just begun. Your first job may not be attractive, and you may be surprised how little it has to do with what you learned in college. But pay attention. You will do your most intense learning here. Your first few positions will help create a foundation of knowledge and experience that will significantly influence the rest of your career. You may even be asked to do a job that doesn't agree with your 5-year plan. Take the job. If you love it, you may find a new path. If you don't, you can still take away plenty of useful knowledge. You may make mistakes, and I hope you do, because even greater learning will come from your mistakes. When you first enter the workforce, you typically take on positions where the consequences of your errors are less severe than later in your career. So be brave, take risks, and allow yourself to fail a bit. Finally, remember that your career is in your hands. Pursue your unique passions and dreams and make your own path.
Questions. 14. Whom is the passage aimed at?
What does the speaker mainly want to tell us?
16. Which of the following might the speaker agree with?
17. What might be the speaker's advice if you can only get a job you don't really want?
18 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Taylor. What's up with you? You look unhappy.
Well, I didn't pass the ball enough in the basketball game. But what really upsets me is that Caleb shouted at me for playing badly. I don't think he had to act like that.
But you should have told him that.
I thought if I started screaming too, that would just make everything worse.
I agree. That kind of emotional release feels good at first, but it usually causes more problems.
Exactly. It hurts people's feelings and can give you a reputation for not being able to control your emotions.
But it's still important to express your opinions. You should respect yourself enough not to let people treat you badly.
So, what do you think I should have done?
First of all, you understand he was right, so it would have shown maturity to admit your fault. Second?
You think I should have apologized when Caleb was the one who was...
Second of all, you could have calmly said that you didn't appreciate his approach.
Do you really think he listens when he is so angry? I don't think talking to him would have done any good.
It might get him to think twice before doing it again. And if he doesn't, you're still the bigger man. And your teammates will recognize that, all right?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Thanks.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Taylor. What's up with you? You look unhappy.
Well, I didn't pass the ball enough in the basketball game. But what really upsets me is that Caleb shouted at me for playing badly. I don't think he had to act like that.
But you should have told him that.
I thought if I started screaming too, that would just make everything worse.
I agree. That kind of emotional release feels good at first, but it usually causes more problems.
Exactly. It hurts people's feelings and can give you a reputation for not being able to control your emotions.
But it's still important to express your opinions. You should respect yourself enough not to let people treat you badly.
So, what do you think I should have done?
First of all, you understand he was right, so it would have shown maturity to admit your fault. Second?
You think I should have apologized when Caleb was the one who was...
Second of all, you could have calmly said that you didn't appreciate his approach.
Do you really think he listens when he is so angry? I don't think talking to him would have done any good.
It might get him to think twice before doing it again. And if he doesn't, you're still the bigger man, and your teammates will recognize that, all right?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Thanks.
Questions. 18. What was the main cause of the man's unhappiness?
Nineteen. Why didn't the man shout back during the game?
20. What does the woman mainly suggest the man do?